Globalization. Today we're going to speak about globalization. So the word globalization is often heard in business world or in trade markets or even in schools. But what exactly is the word about? I also read the statement that globalization has made the world a small village, which I think is very true. But today we're going to speak about the drivers of the globalization. We will discuss how each driver contributes to globalization. First, I will talk about the political drivers, what impact they have. So, the politics has an impact of the globalization. For example, the country decides the import tariffs, so the lower the trade barriers are, the more the trade increase with other countries. And this decision is often made in their national government. So, there are trade policies that are there to reduce or even eliminate tariff and non-tariff barriers to trade. Many states have high tariffs that can hinder the flow of goods and services. So developed countries often take high tariffs from underdeveloped countries, that because of various reasons. To sum it up, the development of globalization has been part of political decisions that promotes the economic cross-border interconnections.
I will talk about the market drivers. Market drivers are the underlying forces that compel consumers purchase products and pay for services. These are trends that make markets develop and grow. The common market drivers are consumer demand, government policy, and demand. There are three main market drivers: social drivers, economic drivers, and the technology drivers. But often people refer to technology or social or political factors as market drivers, but these are nothing without the companies who recognize and take advantage of them. For example, Xerox invented the computer mouse, but Steve Jobs turned it into a market driver by using the technology in the Mac. He did the same for the touchscreen. Mark Zuckerberg leveraged the age-old need for people to connect with each other to create Facebook and drive the social media industry.
So I will tell you about the technological impact of the globalization. Ideas are a driving factor in the process of globalization. Improvements in the early 1990s in computer hardware, software, and telecommunications greatly increased people's ability to access information and economic potential. While advancements in internet, such as social networking websites like Facebook or Instagram, applications are changing the way people use and share their information for personal, political, and commercial purposes. These informations can be used by the business to find their right customers. IT supports the use of resources to promote new products and the idea across nations and cultures, regardless of geographic location.
The internet have transformed commerce, creating entirely new ways for retailers, like having an electronic market and their customers to make transactions, for businesses to manage the flow of production inputs and market products. Also, there's an important point that people all around the world with common interests can get connected together and discuss about different topics about their business, having a huge amount of information which people who want to start their own business can use.
Hello, my name is Sultan John, and today I will tell you something about the cost driver. First, I will start with a short definition. After that, I will give you some examples about the cost driver. So, cost driver affects the cost of business activities. Also, cost driver is used to allocate variable and indirect costs to production activities. An activity-based costing and activity cost driver influence the cost of labor, maintenance, or other variable costs. For example, a company may be incurring costs based on the components in the product produced. Hello, my name is Dusun Jan, and today I will tell you something about the cost driver. First, I will start with this short definition about the cost driver. After that, I will give you some examples. So, cost driver affects the cost of business activities. Also, cost driver is used to allocate variable and indirect costs to production activities. In activity-based costing, an activity cost driver influences the cost of labor, maintenance, or other variable costs. So now I will give you an example. For example, a company may be incurring cost based on the components in the product produced. This means the more components in the product, the higher the cost. So in this case, the components are the cost driver. But the product can have multiple cost driver. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your attention. This was our podcast about globalization drivers. I hope you learned more about the different drivers. And have a nice day. Goodbye.